The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Despite fears of a recession and record high inflation, pent-up demand for travel and fun are leading people to Las Vegas. After sheltering for most of the pandemic, older consumers are returning to the Strip. International travelers are also back. And work and fan conventions are filling up the calendar. Catherine Sayer, gambling reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how people are feeling lucky as Vegas is still booming. Thanks for joining us, Catherine.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I love a good Vegas story, and I'm happy about this one. Right now, what we're seeing is despite inflation being at a four-decade high and people very nervous about a looming recession that could be happening, people are still turning out to Vegas in droves, and it's booming out there. We just got some news from MGM Resorts. We got news from Caesars and their company. And they're saying that they're having tons of visitors, a lot of people spending money out there. And it's good. Although they are scared about what could be coming on the horizon, they're saying they're in good spirits right now. So, Catherine, just tell us a little bit more what we're seeing out there in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. You know, I've been visiting Vegas throughout the pandemic, you know, starting with the first weekend of the country shutting down, through the closures and all the way until now. And the recovery in Vegas has been pretty stunning. Who came back first? The leisure travelers, in particular, the young folks who weren't as scared of COVID as older folks. And so they really started flooding into Vegas, gambling at, like, you know, historic record levels. We're now on our 16th consecutive row of $1 billion in gaming revenues in Vegas. Wow. And now other groups are starting to show up.
Yeah, we're starting to see older consumers that were, you know, a little shaky at first, right? They were still unclear about what was going on throughout the pandemic. International travelers are coming back. And conventions, we're seeing the calendars really start to increase for conventions out there. So that all just attracts a lot of people, a lot of business out there. I live in Southern California, so Vegas is kind of a long time been one of those easy getaways for me. And I was literally just talking about going to Vegas a couple weeks ago, trying to get a little plan going. So it's been on my mind even. But that's what they're seeing out there. And so tell us what some of these execs that are saying for these big casinos and how they're feeling about it all.
You know, they're feeling pretty confident, of course, watchful of all the economic measures we're all looking at about a possible recession, but expressing a lot of confidence. You know, we think about Las Vegas as a gambling town, but from a business perspective, they think about it as an event town. And so, like you mentioned, we've got some bigger and bigger conventions coming back for the first time since the pandemic began. And why are those conventions so important? Well, they fill the hotel rooms midweek. You know, the companies haven't had a tough time so far getting people in on the weekends. But there have been some pretty slow, pretty cheap weeks without those conventions. And so that's a good sign for those companies as well.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about the hotel rates and how that's kind of evolved over the pandemic. Because right now, we're seeing some weekend stays at some of the higher end properties, right? But they're starting around $500 a night. I mean, the hotel rates have jumped back up.
Absolutely. You know, I talk with travelers who, you know, people love Vegas. So when I start talking with people who go there, it's not even a like once every few years thing. This is a 4 or 5 times a year thing. And great to talk to them, sort of take the temperature. And so, yeah, these hotel rates are going up, particularly on the weekends. You know, the overall average on the Strip right now is $167. But generally for rooms at these mid to higher end properties, you're going to be paying a lot more than that.
Yeah, and you know, we have to look back, obviously, what happened throughout the pandemic. You know, Vegas really kind of was emblematic of some of these pressures that these tourist towns were really facing. And, you know, when everything started closing, the unemployment in the Vegas area was more than 31% in April 2020. I mean, that is crazy. But that's due to all those shutdowns. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with what we're seeing in these gambling revenues, right? Because as we're seeing inflation really high, we're fearing a recession coming on. People are still getting out there and spending a lot of money.
That's right. You know, I spoke with one longtime local economist, and he made a few points about kind of what's happening with spending. Las Vegas has been seen as still a lower cost alternative to even like foreign travel from U.S. and you want to just feel like you're really escaping. It's still cheaper comparatively. And, you know, there are all of these events now that they've added. They've got the Raiders now. Allegiant Stadium, you know, was being constructed when the pandemic hit and that opened. Now they've got the Raiders, all kinds of sports events coming up. So that's drawing people with all kinds of interests. And they're willing to spend. You know, they've been saving while on lockdown. They've got all this cash in their savings accounts. And for now, they're willing to spend it instead of lock it away.
And so, you know, we talked about some of the executives and how good they're feeling and all that. What are they doing to prepare for the next year and you know, some of this kind of uneven economic news that we're hearing? Because if things do turn, people right away are going to start kind of tightening those purse strings, you know. So some of this leisure travel, some of this gambling money they might have be, you know, wanting to use, they're going to pull back on that. So how are the casinos gearing up for that at least?
You know, the chief executive of MGM Resorts told investors this week that, you know, they're certainly keeping an eye on this and that they're looking at their expenses, they're looking at their labor costs, and they have a plan to react in the event that things go downhill. Las Vegas, as well as the country, has been through this before. 2008 and 2009 was a very difficult time for Las Vegas. And, you know, 10,000 of the 65,000 unionized hotel casino workers in Las Vegas still aren't back. So these casinos are operating with fewer people already to save expenses.
Wow. Well, I'm a fan. I love Vegas. As I mentioned, it's a close getaway for me. So it makes me happy to hear that they're doing well right now. And hopefully we can continue that. Catherine Sayer, gambling reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.